Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Come, baby, come.
You gotta give me lovin' and you gotta give me some.
You gotta give me lovin' and you gotta give me some.
Hello, my name is Craig McDonald, and I live in Herons Forest on Gulf Beach Highway. We have an extreme safety issue on Tuesdays and Wednesday mornings from about 8:30 to 11 on Blue Angel Homecoming. Don't get me wrong, we love the Blues. We don't want them to do anything but give us a great show. But we can't even get out of our own subdivisions. During the time, many drivers are breaking the law by using the middle turn lanes and crossing double yellow lines and going as fast as 60 miles an hour and even going into the opposing lanes to get past the traffic jam.
I can imagine all of this happening. I can see why that area right around the back gate to the base on Blue Angels Tuesdays and Wednesdays, not today because they're out of town. They're over in Montana next week. They were in Seattle last weekend. Anyway, but no, I can see how this would be a problem. I know that whole area around the back gate becomes just a complete hot mess, especially on Blue Angels days. And you might say, you know, we've been waiting for years to have access back to the base, and now they're complaining about there's too much access to the... Well, okay, both can be true. You know, both can be true.
These drivers are causing dangerous situations to everybody, especially residents in subdivisions trying to get in or out of their subdivisions. I've literally been given the finger by people breaking the law because I'm in a turn lane to get into my subdivision.
People are out there breaking the law. He's just trying to get to his house, and they're flipping him off. I've known a few people. I can believe that's the case. Mike Kohler, District 2 Commissioner.
So the base hired 12 FTEs to help assist with the
full-time employees.
Museum and the Blue Angels show coming up. I know most of the people in District 2 ain't going to watch the Blue Angels. They go out their back door. So it's all tourists that are coming in. You can only ask visit Pensacola. I will reach out again to the Sheriff's Department and see what we can do. I know it's a threat. We're getting all kinds. We've had people say they're going to stand on the middle road and direct traffic. I get it. What I will commit to is getting with the sheriff and seeing what we can do Tuesday and Wednesdays because we don't want to lose that resource that we just got back.
Right, most definitely. And Commissioner Bender, who even though it's not his district, says...
You know, I'm on the Military Affairs Committee, and I would say that it is a priority of the base commander, Captain Shashati. He is well aware of it. He is working through it. I know when the base first reopened, they required real IDs, which aren't a requirement. They were able to roll that back, which helped some, but... you know, I would say even the XO has been out there directing traffic at the gate. So just so you know, he is aware, he is involved. We are trying to help that.
And I believe that. I am sure that Village is involved in this and, you know, having the XO out there, you know, waving on traffic because, you know, you don't want the citizens doing it, you know. But some kind of figuring out how to do that and, you know, is it a manpower issue? I'm going to bring this up with Sheriff Simmons coming up here in about 20 minutes when we have him here in studio. The other thing that was kind of interesting, and this is an ongoing conversation piece. This is something that because the base is in his district, Mike Kohler, who is a Navy guy, of course, himself, you know, protecting the missions at Naval Air Station Pensacola is like... I mean, if there's a priority list for things to be done by the economic development and, you know, county political leaders, like, that's, I mean, versus tourism, it's hard to pick one or the other. But, you know, protect and enhance tourism, protect and enhance the military mission. You know, those two things, right? That's the two-legged stool that Escambia County sits on. And it's an issue because we're vulnerable, whereas Whiting and Santa Rosa, they've done a really good job protecting Whiting. And yes, Pensacola is way more vulnerable than people like to talk about.
Fortunately for Santa Rosa... They'd been fighting to preserve their helicopter and training out there since I was 4 years old. I went back and did a lit review on it. And they finally, I think, have insulated themselves. That went on in 93. They tried to get rid of it. The Secretary of the Army, they went back in 2005. And I think they actually have insulated themselves now. Where am I going with this? We have a couple threats here. And they're serious threats. If you look at the history of 479th and where they come and gone over the last 50 years, they don't stay in a place very long. I was out at NAS in 2009 when they came here, and I was on the team for flight surgeons. We as a board have got to fight, as well as everyone in this room, for this base. We're in a crosshairs here.
He's right about that concern. It's something that goes back. Commissioner Underhill has raised the same concerns, and this is an important thing for us to understand as a community. Also, when you're talking about the Blues and that hangar that's dilapidated and almost unusable, interesting information came from Robert Bender about that.
It is a priority of the Air Boss to get this hangar replaced or repaired. So for anyone who wants to know, it's $15 million to tear it down or $20 million to repair it. So you can guess that we're saying just spend the extra $5 million so that we retain the hangar and can start using it again. And it's not Hurricane Sally damage. You know, it's years of neglect, years of not having it was Hurricane Sally that required them to go look at it, where they found the corrosion and things that have occurred over many years. That's what essentially had him condemn it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a good note. It's not a new hangar by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's been there, I want to say like 50, something like that. Definitely a big deal. And the, size of the base and the mission and the jeopardy if a major component of any of that mission winds up having to leave. You know, the Blue Angels is a symbolic representation of the city, but in terms of the overall mission, it's a pretty small portion of things there, but man, there's a lot of concern about what's going on in the future, especially with that, all of a sudden, oh my God, Hurlburt, what's going to happen at Hurlburt? Well, there's some change. 600 people is nothing to sneeze at, but, 25,000 people on the base, it's a lot to think about. 716 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is that light is working now. Mobile Highway and Blue Angel, the light is fixed. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, you got an import, you've got a Lexus, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Genesis, a Jaguar. These are all cars that can be serviced at Bobby Likas Auto Service. You might think you've got to take them to the dealership, but you don't. That's not a requirement. That's not the way that works. And, that means that you can save some time. You can save some money. You can get the job done well at Bobby Likas. They work on those all the time. Diesel engines, trucks, they work great when they work. And when they don't work, they're really a problem. And they're a little different, because the diesel engine. But, hey, you might think, again, I got to go to the dealership. No, you don't. You can take those to Bobby Likas. They work on those all the time and every other kind of car. And the idea there is, they want to see you sort of regularly, routinely for the small stuff, so you don't have to see them for the big things. That's why they named the website carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. The preventative maintenance idea is behind everything that they do. So if you got any kind of a car care need, Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, I am the Lord, I change not. The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Lieutenant, what were you doing there?
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations. I was, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger, Goose.
I'm sorry, I hate it when it does that. I'm sorry.
Just keeping up international relations on Gulf Beach Highway is all that was. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Longleaf, the bridge at Longleaf, is scheduled to be ribbon cut tomorrow at 8 a.m. I drove by yesterday. I am a layman. I am not a construction or civil engineer or anything. It didn't look like it was going to make the Wednesday deadline to me, which is the reason this is important is because school starts Thursday. And you got all the schools in that area, and I actually watched the guy yesterday. It's crazy. You have to go past two road closed signs in order to get to the bridge, and I watched a guy drive right past the road signs. I mean, I had also driven past them, but I had stopped before I got to the bridge, you know, because I was just there to see. And he drove onto the bridge, and then I never know the names of the equipment, an excavator, a loader, a bulldozer, I don't know, something stopped him. Basically, and helped him walk backwards, his car back to the entrance of the bridge and turn around and leave. You know, he could have driven through if they were going to let him. I mean, the bridge is almost done. I just don't know if it's going to be done for primetime on Wednesday. We'll see. 7:22 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden's in Arizona today, where he'll be speaking about climate and conservation. That reportedly is going to include designating 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon as a new national monument. A judge in Colorado has put the state's new law raising the minimum age for purchasing a gun on hold. The law would have raised the age for all gun purchases in the state to 21. The district court judge granted an injunction yesterday, saying the gun rights group that filed a lawsuit was likely to win its argument that the law violates the Second Amendment, as well as going against recent Supreme Court rulings. And the Mega Millions jackpot keeps getting bigger. It's now the biggest ever in the game's history, $1.5 billion. The next drawing for that one happening at 10 o'clock tonight.
Hey.
And
we'll be right out of here, David.
Remember, if you don't get in the office pool, you might be the only one here.
Is there an office pool?
If there is, I always buy because of self-defense. That's the way I say it. Otherwise, I would never buy a lottery ticket. I can't afford to be the only guy who doesn't have either the winnings or a job. That's the problem that I would run into. David, thanks for the update. 7:23. Yesterday, you had Governor DeSantis sat down with NBC's Dasha Burns to talk about, campaign stuff.
Trump's lead has only grown since you began campaigning in earnest. Is it possible that you're potentially just out of step with what GOP voters are looking for right now?
So if I had a nickel for every naysayer I've had in my life, I'd be a very, very wealthy man.
Meaning, I think I'm going to do okay. But, time will tell, obviously.
If the election is a referendum on Joe Biden's policies and the failures that we've seen, and we are presenting a positive vision for the future, we will win the presidency. If, on the other hand, the election is not about January 20th, 2025, but January 6th, 2021, or what document was left by the toilet at Mar-a-Lago, if it's a referendum on that, we are going to lose.
Yeah, if it's about Trump, I don't think we do well. If it's about Biden, we probably do well. And the only way to make it be not about Trump is for it to not be, that's what he's getting, is it has to not be Trump, right? Recurring, I suppose, question for Republican candidates or just Republican leaders in general.
Can we just put this to bed so you don't have to be asked about this a million more times? Yes or no, did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Whoever puts their hand on the Bible on January 20th every 4 years is the winner.
But respectfully, you did not clearly answer that question. And if you can't give a yes or no on whether or not Trump lost, then how can
you... Of course he lost.
Trump lost the 2020 election.
Of course. Okay. Joe Biden's the president.
Yeah, I mean, that's fairly straightforward. I still, you know, this respectfully has started to grind on my nerves a little bit. Nobody ever means respectfully when they say respectfully. The reason you say respectfully is because you're about to ask a rude question, but you're in some kind of a power relationship where you feel the need to acknowledge their power when you're going to ask the rude question, which means that it's not respectfully. It's, I'm afraid, but here's a question I want to ask you. Here's the thing I want to say. So I don't know. I just read that word differently, I suppose. It's sort of like the bless their heart. You know, like it doesn't mean at all what it purports to mean. 725 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. And as I mentioned, the light at Blue Angel and Mobile Highway has been fixed. So you shouldn't have too many problems getting where you're going this morning. I'm not showing anything else right now. Watch for your usual areas of construction, of course, like Longleaf. I mentioned that earlier. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to this conversation the Governor DeSantis was having with Dasha Burns on NBC. The other stuff she was asking him, I thought it was, I mean, I'll play it for you because this is the stuff they put on the, I didn't watch the full Raw interview. Maybe I should, because I'm sure I would disagree with them about what that was most newsworthy. But this was a part of what came up, was his comments about the willingness to use deadly force against the cartels.
You've said if cartels are trying to run product into this country, they're going to end up stone cold dead. How far might you take that method for preventing illegal crossings in general?
No, it's similar to like if you're in the military, you have rules of engagement. Anyone that's hostile intent or a hostile act, which the cartels are, you know, you would then engage with lethal force.
Yeah, I mean, and certainly if they're trying to bring in fentanyl, I mean, it's only killing like 70,000 people a year. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a justified reaction, right?
You yourself were an advisor to Navy SEALs. You know how hard it is sometimes when it comes to rules of engagement. How do you discern if it's a child, a mother, or
obviously,
a cartel member?
If it's a child, I mean, you're not going to do that. But I mean, they have.
Right, but a pregnant mom in a baseball cap with a backpack.
They have indications. Okay. I mean, I think it's. I mean, if you have people blowtorching through a border wall, that is not going to be. That's not going to
fly. But as you mentioned, how do you know you're
do see
using
that.
Deadly force
it's
against the right
people?
It's
the same way you would do in any situation. Same way a police officer would know. Same way somebody operating in Iraq would know. You know, these people in Iraq at the time, they all look the same. You didn't know who had a bomb strapped to them, so those guys have to make judgments.
Oh no, they all look the same. He's a race. You just know the stupid things that people are going to say about this. But yeah, he's exactly right. Fluid situations, complex scenarios where it's, you know, people aren't exactly wearing arm patches that say, "Hey, I'm with the Sinaloa." You know, you've got to make decisions about what's appropriate in that case. But you do create rules of engagement for exactly that. We do it in every military conflict. The police have all of their rules. This really shouldn't be all that hard to figure out. But, I don't mind her pressing him a little bit. That's fine. It gets good answers out of him. Meanwhile, they had Casey on there, was with him, and talked a little bit about, for example, the COVID response in Florida.
I saw him standing up to people in Washington, D.C. who were telling him, "You're doing it wrong. You have to shut down the beaches. You have to lock kids out of school." So when you see that firsthand, and you understand the fight that he was taking. Like, why would I not be in this fight? Why would I not want to be out there singing from the rooftop that this is a good dude?
This is a good dude. I like that. It's adorable. And then, of course, the obligatory, we're going to talk about her illness.
Casey describing how her husband supported them when she was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 years ago.
He was there for me. And he was there to go pick up my kids when I couldn't. And he did it with humility, and he did it with love. And I'll tell you what, can't ask for a better husband than that.
There you go. That's a good way to end the interview right there. 729 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are 64, turning 65, you're going to convert over to be on Medicare. It's probably going to be a big difference from what you've ever done your whole entire life, and that's fine. But it's easier than it seems. It's not this thing you need to be apprehensive about. And even if you're getting, you know, phone calls and emails and letters and it can feel stressful, it's not. I have a good friend, Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice she does, is she helps people get converted over onto Medicare. So you got questions about, you know, supplement and Advantage and Medicaid and whether that applies to you, drug plans, all of that. Just give her a call. Give her a call. This is what she does. She answers listener questions all the time. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance, or just look her up online. If I were 64, I'd definitely be calling her. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up, the sheriff, Sheriff Chip Simmons, will talk with him. I'll ask him the question about traffic control around the Blue Angels practices, because that's an issue. And I got a text in from somebody saying, oh, my God, Andrew, you have no idea. It is awful. It becomes a parking lot in that entire area. No, I do believe it. I do believe it. So we'll talk with him about that, among other things. What do you have coming up in your news, David?
Well, the investigation continues after a shooting yesterday near Mobile Highway. We'll tell you more about it after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former Vice President Mike Pence will have a podium spot at the Republican debate later this month.
Mike Pence met the requirements to make the stage on Monday, his campaign announcing they just crossed the 40,000 donor threshold set by the RNC. He'd already met the polling threshold. Pence is the eighth candidate to make the grade.
Fox's Ted Linder, the August 23rd event in Milwaukee on the Fox News Channel. Former President Trump has threatened to skip the debate. The polls are open in Ohio's special election on ballot initiatives to amend the state constitution, which could decide the fate of abortion. At least two people are dead from vicious storms across the eastern half of the nation. Power crews are working this morning to restore more than a million people who did lose electricity. The price of gas remains at $3.82, but up 4 cents from a week ago. That from AAA. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. News Radio 92.3 85. Already 102 for the heat index right now in Pensacola. We'll get more on that with Channel 3 and our weather forecast in just a couple of minutes. The investigation continuing today after a shooting on Mobile Highway and Charbar Drive yesterday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says five people were arguing behind a building when those shots rang out. Four people fled the scene, apparently in a car. One remained at the scene. There were no reported injuries, but there was some property damage. Well, Santa Rosa commissioners are looking to adopt new standards moving forward with how competitive bids are scored and selected. This is after last month's fallout over the planned consolidated dispatch center. Three commissioners voted to go with Pensacola-based Caldwell Associates. Commissioner James Calkins said the fix was in.
If they both were okay and this board either ranked them, you know, 1 to 2, then why do y'all have to go and make us as a board look bad to the whole community, to every other business, and change the process?
And based on the commissioner's scoring, the winning firm would have been Tallahassee-based Clemens Rutherford and Associates. They've now notified the county they're exploring their legal options. Coming up this Thursday, commissioners will vote on a process where submissions would be reviewed and scored by county staff. Then the top three would be recommended to the commissioners. Santa Rosa County leaders moving forward with a plan to repurpose a former drug house. They want to turn it into an affordable housing unit.
We would work with the different potential folks that would do that, such as, you know, Habitat for Humanity. There's been a couple other that have reached out in the past. And then we would utilize that piece of property to build an affordable housing unit on.
Brad Baker's the assistant county administrator in Santa Rosa County, and that property was seized by the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office after a drug trafficking arrest recently. The Attorney General's office planning to waive contraband forfeiture fees if the property is turned into affordable housing. Well, if you're driving through Century, you might have run into some delays over on North Century Boulevard. Traffic there being shifted into one lane each for north and southbound traffic from Hattie's to East Cottage. It's part of a big Highway 29 project totaling in at $4.7 million. FDOT crews out there working on drainage improvements in the area. The complete project will also include traffic lights, pavement markings, curb ramps, sidewalks, and more. Well, if you are an art enthusiast, or maybe you're just looking for something to do, you might want to check out the Beyond Van Gogh experience that's happening at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds.
This experience is really for everyone. There's something in it for everybody. It's great if you already know a lot about Van Gogh. It's great if you don't know anything about Van Gogh. It's such a great way of discovering his work.
Beyond Van Gogh art historian Fanny Curtat talked with Channel 3. More than 300 of Van Gogh's works are going to be displayed, all of them through projection, and it creates a completely immersive experience, they say. The exhibit will be open through September 9th. You can get your tickets at vangoughpensacola.com. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy's got a look at our traffic.
That Van Gogh thing does look really, really cool. Have you seen the pictures of it?
Yes, yeah, it looks really neat.
So we take a look over by the fairgrounds. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. There was a light issue up Mobile Highway and Blue Angel, but that has been fixed now, so that light's working. That's good news. Not showing any problems on 98 from Navarre through Pensacola into Gulf Breeze. No issues. If you have a traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be another hot and humid day today. Heat advisory in effect. Temperatures near 96 degrees for your high, feeling more like the triple digits. 50% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Staying warm as we go into Wednesday with a high near 95. 30% chance of a stray shower. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And again, excessive heat warnings all across the area today. Pensacola, 85 right now. Heat index up to 102. Gulf Breeze is at 86 degrees right now. Heat index just below the triple digits. And in Milton, 86 right now with the heat index at 106. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Eli Lilly has been publicly traded for more than 50 years, and this morning, the pharmaceutical giant's stock has soared to an all-time high. That's thanks to a blowout earnings report showing Eli Lilly boosted profit by 85% from the same time last year. It also raised its full-year guidance. The stock's been on a tear lately, thanks to positive trial results for its Alzheimer's drug and encouraging signs from its obesity drug pipeline. Billionaire Charlie Ergen is consolidating his telecom empire. He's merging the two companies he's chairman of, Dish Network and satellite communications firm EchoStar. It's a reuniting for the two after Ergen spun EchoStar out of Dish in 2008. Well, yesterday, credit rating service Moody's downgraded a host of smaller U.S. banks. This morning, China reported its exports and imports both plunged by double digits, and all of that is bad news for stocks. Futures are lower by close to 1%. That's Your Money Now.
This Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help get you started with a customized plan. Listen this Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 6020.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, a Pensacola Beach-based band, Sandy Roots. Dance the night away to your favorite rock, reggae, and funk favorites. It's Bands on the Beach with Sandy Roots this Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
I spoke with Lieutenant Tampery, who is with the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, and he's in complete agreement that this is an extreme safety issue, but he told me he didn't have enough manpower to place two cars, which is what it would require, and deputies to help with the traffic for the 2.5 hours every Tuesday and Wednesday.
This is Craig McDonald speaking at the Escambia County Commission meeting during the public forum, saying, hey, the traffic problem around Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel during Tuesday, Wednesday practices is chaos. And we haven't seen this problem for years because you know, the practices weren't open, the base wasn't open, but, you know, this used to be an issue as well. Since we have him here in studio with me, I thought I would ask him the question to start off with. Sheriff Chip Simmons, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. The base is working on this. You guys are well aware of this. Is there a solution to the massive congestion that happens around Blue Angels practices?
You know, we've been working on this for years. I mean, literally for years. Every time they have a practice, we have more people wanting to get on base than the traffic flow of the roadway will allow. It's that simple. I'm not even sure if two cars. We had dispatched several cars a couple of years ago, and here's the thing. All they're doing is standing there staring at a road full of cars. There's nowhere to put the cars. The cars are waiting at the gate to get in. I have had conversations with the base commander, and very good conversations. They're trying. They're working on it themselves. And it's just they're trying to find more space, timing, and getting things taken care of. The bottom line is it's like the beach sometimes. Sometimes you have 100,000 people and you have, you know, 50,000 spots. And so there's nowhere to go. Even if we had a deputy at every intersection 5 miles from the base, there's nowhere to wave them in and out of. We tried rerouting them. We tried putting signs and big billboards. We worked with the county to put billboards and say, hey, use an alternate route.
I remember that,
going around. And people just would rather not do that. And again, I guess it's a good thing that people want to show up and watch the practice. It's just it's so popular. We have so many cars on the roadway. There's nowhere for them to go.
Yeah, you can direct traffic. You can't direct parking. I mean, you know, that's all there is. I mean, I get it, but I also get how much it sucks to live in that neighborhood during those times. I mean, the Blue Angels are a blessing, but there's a problem connected to that. We'll do the bad stuff before you do the good stuff. You had, five people shooting at each other on Charbar near Mobile Highway? Is that right?
Yeah, I know we had a call of a potential drive-by yesterday off of Charbar, and I heard them trying to stop a car that was supposed to be related to that, but I haven't heard the outcome of that. I don't believe anyone was hit, and I'm not so sure about the details of that.
You also had this is kind of an odd story, but a guy got arrested, Eddie Gilliland, arrested because he tried to shoot a guy, I think a carjacking, but his gun jammed, thank God.
Yeah, apparently tried several times. His gun kept jamming, and we ended up arresting him. I mean, you can't try to shoot somebody.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, criminals keep buying cheap ammunition. I'm all for it.
Again, I'm not sure if it was ammunition or, you know, a misload.
Bad gun or whatever,
not being familiar with the weapon itself.
But in any case, we'll take that.
Anyway, I'm glad that the gun did not work and this guy's life is saved.
You guys had the meeting with Ashley Moody, the kind of press conference about opioid deaths. And interestingly, you and I had been talking about the Trank, the non-opioid additive into the fentanyl that's been untreatable with the Narcan. And that was something that had just come up at your conference, right? And talking with her as well, right?
Yeah, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you and I spoke. I was at the sheriff's conference in Tampa, and we talked specifically about this new additive to fentanyl that is not an opioid, so it's resistant to Narcan. And we had a discussion about that. And then we get a call from the Attorney General's office that, hey, you know, they want to come here and talk about it because I guess our region had the most deaths in the state, from what I understand. So I was able to talk a lot with the Attorney General about this specifically, you know, the opioid overdose. We've been talking about opioids. We've been talking about fentanyl for a long time, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. You know, now it's not just fentanyl. It's, you know, of course, originally it was opioids, and then it was fentanyl, and now it's fentanyl laced with this Trank, which you know, the reason they call it Trank is because FDA approved it for veterinary use.
I mean,
it's for horses,
okay.
And that's how strong this stuff is. And as you can imagine, it's not, certainly not for humans.
So it's fentanyl laced with horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
And that's why the message for the whole press conference is one pill can kill you. A lot of times people think, oh, I've got to overdose on a certain drug.
Yeah.
You know, historically, if it's whether it's cocaine or methamphetamine or heroin or whatever, you think, oh, you took too much. Well, in today's environment, you can take one pill. You know, so even if you're thinking about experimenting and trying one or trying it once, then that you need to understand that what you're taking could end up killing you.
I did want to ask you about a case. I think you were the responding agency. This mother and two young children that drowned last week at NAS Pensacola out on the beach there. You guys responded to that, right?
We did. We have a MOU with NAS Pensacola. There's some things that we help them out with. Yes.
And this was, you had found her the Wednesday, I think it was, night or Thursday night, but then the kids you hadn't found, horribly, unfortunately, drowned, but you hadn't found them until the next day, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we didn't know. Obviously, they called for our assistance. We have a Marine unit, and we have drones, search and rescue went out there. So we all hands were on deck, basically, because we knew that there was a female that had drowned and had washed ashore, had come ashore, been recovered.
Yeah.
But we weren't sure what happened to her two children, because we understood that there were two children that were supposed to be swimming with her. And we didn't know if they were wandering along the beach in some sort of distress. And so we obviously went out there, and we did a report. We're working with NCIS, Naval Criminal Investigative Service. We're kind of working it jointly, and working with us with the medical examiner and you know, just as a cause of death, and trying to determine what took place.
Yeah, because I mean, the thing that I don't understand about this particular case, and it's a horrible tragedy. I mean, the kids were very young. I mean, like 6 or 7, like grade school age, I think. But
8 or 9, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It was green flags, and this is not a dangerous beach to begin with, but it's been green flags for weeks. Do we know?
Well, all I can tell you is there is an area off of where they were swimming that ends up getting pretty deep.
It's okay.
What they call a hole. And I think they saw that with some of the sonar. So, again, I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm saying that it appears to be shallow water, except for when you get to this one particular point. There's, again, what they refer to as a hole, and it got very deep. And, you know, we can speculate all day long. All we can tell you is that there's no sign of foul play.
Okay.
Again, it's just an unimaginable tragedy. I understand that her husband was assigned to NAS, Marine assigned to NAS. So, I mean, you know, how terrible a situation is this?
Well, it's what we always hear from Dave Greenwood, right? You know, there's no part of the Gulf where it's just safe. That's always a risk involved in swimming in the Gulf. 746 on News Radio 92.3. Got Sheriff Chip Simmons here in studio with me. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
And not showing any slowdowns right now. The light has been fixed at Mobile Highway in Blue Angel. We're not showing anything else. One accident, Avalon, okay, right at I-10, but not showing a roadblock this morning. So that's good news. It looks like it has been moved off to the side. Certainly, if you know different, or if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, we do have a good suggestion from a listener. Why can't they get 2 or 3 MPs from the base in a tank and have them... I don't think it would where would the tank drive? You know, the cannon. You know,
yeah, the tank's good if you're stuck in.
Tank
in
drives anywhere it wants to drive, basically.
Yeah,
that's the answer to that.
They could.
You had a bunch of good news stories. Let's start with this. You just had a Dream Big event, right?
Yeah, you know, we're so proud of this particular event. When we put it out that we wanted to have an event for kids that are ages 5 through 11 that, you know, always wanted to be in law enforcement. And let's have a junior deputy program, a little operation. So we put it out, and it was so popular, we had to actually have two classes. And if you can see on our Facebook page, we had two different sessions, a morning and an afternoon session. We had over 60 kids total show up. Their parents obviously showed up. We put them through the ringer, more or less. We had 5 different sessions of training for them. We had a PT session, an obstacle course type session.
Oh, nice.
Had a crime scene session. They had a vehicle operations section where they would get in the car, run the lights, run the PA and the sirens. They checked out our SWAT vehicle. We had a couple other sessions where they were able to really just immerse themselves in what it could be like if they were a deputy. And the canine, we had a canine session. So we had all that stuff. I gave them a little makeshift oath, if you will, you know. And then we gave them an ID card, the junior deputy ID card, obviously. And we talked a little bit about our own core values. We talked about why courtesy, integrity, and professionals were important to the sheriff's office. And it worked out very well. You can see the pictures and all the smiles.
What was the age?
The smiles, 5 to 11.
Okay.
It was 5 to 10, but some 10-year-olds just turned 11, and we thought, you know what,
sure,
let's just give it to those that are in basically elementary school.
So this is sort of like a Citizens Police Academy for the kids, crash course in a day, / touch a truck.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. Yeah, we gave them what we have, our little small little sheriff's office Tahoe, little matchbox type car.
Oh, nice.
We gave them one of those. You can
not
see
the vet?
On our Facebook. No, we didn't. We don't have those in the matchbox.
nice.
But here's the beauty of this entire situation. We formed a foundation, Scambia County Sheriff Foundation, for events like this. Mm-hmm. So the foundation paid for the shirts, and they paid for the, so some of the food that we had for our volunteers that worked, helped work it. And we wouldn't have these types of things like this, and the coffee reveal that I'm guess you're going to talk about.
Oh yeah, that's the last thing. You bet.
These are all things that would not be possible if it weren't for the Sheriff Foundation, because I don't want to use taxpayer dollars for this, but we certainly want to engage with our community, and engaging with the children is, there's nothing better than that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the last thing is, my understanding is Tommy Leiter, of course, your former deputy police chief or assistant, I forget which term we use, but then you eventually wound up being sheriff, and he came over. He had been the police chief, and now he's your chief deputy over at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and he brought coffee with him, sort of. He brought the project, and you guys are now having your own coffee brand, right?
He did, yeah. Obviously, we're fortunate to have a local coffee brand, Deluna, mm-hmm. and they have these people that are familiar with them, and most people are. They have these, I call them tribute bags, to various agencies, and I know the Blue Angels have one or two. I think they have two, actually. And then we have one that's basically Escambia County, Pensacola centric. They love our community. They have these tribute bags, and we thought, you know what? When Tommy was at the Pensacola Police Department, they had one, a midnight shift coffee, but the sheriff's office hadn't had one, and I had been talking for years about maybe getting one at the sheriff's office ever since I was a chief deputy. And so we approached DeLuna, and they said, yeah, we can do it, but it's got to be cool. You know, it's got to be something that we think is remarkable. And I would have it no other way, right? So I decided, hey, let's call ours, let's pay tribute and homage to those who came before the sheriff's office, and let's pay tribute to the historical position of the sheriff. And that's what we did. If you've seen the bag, if you haven't seen the bag, it's a kind of an old school sheriff, heavily armed. And it's a little bit about, if you read
the 10-gallon hat.
With a hat and everything.
Yeah,
he's got the little rifle, and he's got the handgun. It's called the High Noon brand, and again, it's possible because of the donations from the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation, and then $1 from every bag sold will go back to the foundation, again, so we can continue to do things like Dream Big. We can continue to do things like Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. We can continue to do the Blazer Academy. We can keep on doing these things because while we can use some seized funds, we don't have enough seized funds for everything.
Yeah.
And so the foundation's really stepped up big time. And so they're always raising money. So if you want to give money, pull up our Escambia County Sheriff Foundation, give them money and support things like this.
Drink a little coffee, get a cool bag.
Oh, and the coffee's great, by the way. I'm not really a coffee drinker.
Okay.
But, I'm sorry. Oh, this is pretty good stuff.
Well, which kind did you bring us?
We sold out. Unfortunately, to tell you what, we brought 50 bags to the reveal.
Really?
And the Attorney General was kind enough to stick around
after the press
conference. So she showed up, spoke a little bit about it, about what the partnerships and engagement, how important it is to law enforcement. And so, but we sold all the bags that we had. Now DeLuna has plenty
more
of bags,
coming, right?
So we can get some more bags, and I'll be sure to give you a couple of bags if you promise to read the writing on the bag.
I'll have some here for you to sign that I will purchase myself.
Collectibles,
by
that's
the time
right.
We get her next
the
week.
One question that is still outstanding among the audience, though, is: were you the sheriff male model for the imagery on the bag?
It's not any particular person. As you can see, you can't even see the face because the sheriff's got his head down just a little bit. The stance looks familiar.
Looks familiar.
is kind of all I can say. That was not really. I didn't do that. The foundation again was kind enough to
Fair
say,
enough.
Hey, let's make it look a little bit contemporary and a little bit historic, and that's where we are. But the bag looks fantastic.
So you weren't like 6 hours in the modeling runway.
I didn't don the jacket and all that stuff. I didn't do all, the duster. I didn't do all that.
Good.
But
good to know.
Is he a handsome cowboy?
It's
then
not really
maybe.
My place
yes,
to say
Yes, he is
things.
A handsome cowboy. And I have the picture up. It'll go with your podcast, too, so you can judge for yourself.
Well, Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for doing all the good work. Oh, and the manatees.
Oh, I have been here a long time, and I've not seen manatees at the beach. But
yeah.
our marine unit, and look at the water. Isn't the water beautiful?
Oh,
that's just a terrific
I will say, your note about, you saw the manatees. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, they have one-upped you ever so slightly. Apparently, they keep getting people calling in, reporting groups of manatees in distress in the shallow water.
Well, I've been really trying.
they put out a post that explained that the manatees might seem to be in distress, but they're really just making more manatees. so
it's womanatees too.
Leave them alone. Don't interfere. Just, you know, let things happen. That's not a problem we've had reported in Escambia County yet.
Yeah, our manatees are well behaved.
Because we have a great sheriff.
Right, Sheriff yes. Chip Simmons always.
We don't tolerate that nonsense in the waters of Escambia County.
This is a public beach, y'all. Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time.
Y'all take care.
All right. Since I have, again, suffered from my time blindness, we're going to go straight to traffic on the fives and then take a break.
Okay, great. It looks like roads are doing just fine. You shouldn't have any problems with manatees, roads, or otherwise. Certainly use caution. Have a great day, Chip. We miss you. We appreciate you coming in. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. We see an accident at Avalon and I-10 in Milton, but it doesn't look like a roadblock. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Good morning, 7:58, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A Russian informant being detained in Ukraine in an alleged plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine's Secret Service says the woman was trying to find details about a trip Zelensky had planned to give to Russian officials. And Tesla planning a network of charging stations spanning from Texas to California that would be used to power electric semi-trucks.
There's so much discussion on whether electric commercial trucks are the wave of the future.
That's John Esparza. He's the head of the Texas Trucking Association. He says there's still some hesitancy when it comes to electric big rigs.
Okay. All right. No word on the electric tractors, though?
Well, not yet. It's coming. It's down the pipeline.
She thinks my electric tractor's sexy.
See, yeah. That's exactly right.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Doesn't it? Well, it's a little clunky, but you know, we'll fix it in post.
Oh, excuse me.
Sam Abel, city manager of Gulf Breeze, joins us next. We had a city council meeting last night. We always like to find out from Sam what happened. And if you're traveling to school on Thursday, I wouldn't count on the Longleaf Bridge being open.
You're
it might
listening
be, but
to
I wouldn't count on it.